Worship raptures you into that presence of spirit, soul, and body, that you may partake of me, and I may partake of you, and I may catch you up into a heavenly place and minister to all of your problems before I am through. I am always there for the man who walks by faith and not by sight. But I am there in presence when you worship me, says the Spirit of Grace. I will fortify your emotions and sustain you in enduring times of patience, that you may taste victory, says the Spirit, and victory is sweet. In the armor of worship and praise, says the Spirit of Grace, I will establish my word. It will see you through in all the hard places. Learn to walk in fellowship with me and to know me by my Spirit. Your circumstances will line up with what my word says, and I will truly set you free. Closer and closer with worship in my presence you will be. I can minister things to your soul and to your spirit that will set you free. For understanding of the things of my spirit are born, so worship me, says the Spirit, worship me. The Holy Spirit would say that there is a vein that pours and branches off from the river of God. When you find that vein, you will have unlocked with one of the keys to the kingdom a place in me that you can get lost in. The circumstances and the pressures of this life and indifference will fall to the side as you count it joy and lose yourself in worship with me. When you emerge from your bath in the Holy Spirit, at that time when your spirit is lifted up with me in worship, ask of me. Ask of me. Ask of me, says the Spirit of the Lord, and I will move your mountain. Ask of me, and I will break off the yokes of bondage. Learn to worship me, indifferent to those things that surround you, circumstances, the care of the day. Learn to worship me. Learn what it means to give yourself completely to me in those designated times of worship, and I will lift you up into that place of faith and give you the answer to your prayer. Enter into my presence with joy and thanksgiving, for in my presence is joy and peace, for such is the kingdom of God. When you learn to enter into my presence and let my presence enter into you, then you possess a key to my power, for it is these kinds of praises that I inhabit. Hear what the Spirit would say, and seek diligently to enter into my presence, for I will meet with you and open the doors to the kingdom, says the Spirit of Grace. In my presence, you will find joy. When you take the time to come, you will find that I am always here, says the Spirit of Grace. I am always willing to fellowship with you from this marvelous place under the wings of the Almighty. In my shadow, you will mount up with the wings of an eagle. I am your high tower. I am your strength and an ever-present help in the time of need. If you could understand the healing power that worship carries with it, if you could understand the healing power that takes place in the presence of your soul, that when you give yourself over to me in worship, says the Spirit of the Lord, you would practice entering into my presence with diligence. You would feast on my presence as you feast on a meal. Hear what the Spirit would say. For many, many weapons of the strong man fall in my presence, for it is here that I refresh. For every yoke is broken, bondage is loosed. They who would walk in my presence all the hours of the day would know that there is a whole domain of peace that I have prepared for you to walk in. Therefore, enter in, and when I provide a place for you to worship, enter in. For know this, the most important places to walk with me are places in the Spirit. For I have provided them for you, so enter in, says the Spirit. Enter in, that I might be free to bless you. Receive instruction, for instruction that will bring my presence is wisdom. Hear and receive instruction, for in instruction you will find life. In correction you will find right direction. Receive my instruction. Receive my words and live, says the Spirit of grace, for I do desire to fellowship with you, to guide you beside the still waters, that I may teach you those places of quietness, free from care and strife, that you might know my voice, says the Spirit. So learn how to receive instruction and enter into my presence, for in the presence of my joy and worship is healing, says the Spirit of the Lord. It is yielding that gets you beyond the flesh. In your fellowship with me, worship teaches you how to yield. For it is yielding. It is yielding that causes you to receive. For I have paid the price and provided all things. It is yours. Why? Why is your excitement only limited to victories after the fact? I am exciting to get to know, says the Lord. Get excited before the manifestation comes. The enemy and the realm he operates in is able to push emotions beyond what you think you can bear. But hear what the Spirit would say. When things get so bad that you think you cannot stand, hear me and remember. It is not in your strength, but in my grace that you stand. Enter into this kind of fellowship with me, and you will see clearer to enter into that kind of fellowship with another human being. For when I cleanse your heart and show you my position as your provider, and as I am to you, you will learn the love that you can have for each other. Hear what the Spirit would say, for I desire to heal those weak places in you. I desire to heal those places that break down and give up. Remember, it is not your strength that I ask you to stand in. It is my grace. So learn of me. Learn my ways. Learn of me in worship that I might purge you and become your strength through my grace. And I would say to you, yes, you can stand under the heaviest of fire. For stronger and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He loves it when you come into his presence and worship him, even if it is around a need. He knows that you will not spend time in his presence, that pretty soon you will come into his presence because of his presence and his presence alone. And truly, all these things shall be added unto you. Truly, says the Spirit of the Lord, truly, truly. He who has ears to hear what the Spirit would say. For if you would enter into those times of worship and fellowship with me, then in all the areas of your life, I would make you free. Every day would be fulfilled in me, and so goes it with the man who fellowships with me, says the Lord. So hear what the Spirit would say. I delight in fellowshipping with you over your need, but even more because you desire to fellowship with me. What constitutes my walk with you is every moment of the day. And oh, I am pleased, says the Lord. I am so, so very pleased when continually the communion of your heart is set toward me. And your heart is full of worship, spontaneous, bursting forth, bearing fruit, every moment, both in the good times and the bad times. For the Lord seeketh such to worship him, and he delights in them. Those who are strong in character and strong in will, and take the extra times when other people are doing what they do, when you come into my presence and sacrifice these times, soon they will not be sacrifices, they will be great times of fellowship and worship. hear what the Spirit would say. For there is much, much, much more for you than you have been able to receive. But my presence is yours, my word is yours, and my fellowship is yours. So come to me, come up higher, for I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. And when you feel that you are too beaten, and you are too weak, when you feel like the pressures of this life are choking you and defeating you, remember, am I not he who was touched by the very feelings of your infirmities? I know when you enter into my presence, that which is seeking to defeat you. Hear what I would say. I am able to strengthen you and hold you in my presence until the victory comes. So hear, do not stay out of my presence. Stay in my presence, for the more time you give to the problem, the less I can do. Stay in my presence and out of the problem, for I am he who is touched by the very feelings of your infirmities and am able to brace you until victory comes. Therefore come and worship me, says the Spirit of the Lord. If you would just learn to worship, the enemy would be stilled. Much of what he attempted to do would be stopped. I would come, says the Spirit of the Lord. I would come and I would occupy that place of glory and worship, that place given to my presence instead of to the enemy. For the enemy would come. He would fill you with care and fill you with thoughts for what you will eat and wear. But when worship is present, I am there. And when I am there, there is no care. The Holy Spirit is able to take the new nature that you have received when you became born again. And not only does he become the instructor and the teacher of your new nature and the wisdom of your understanding, but he becomes the one who can teach you how to magnify God from the new nature of everything that you have become. Hear what the Spirit would say. At all times, worship me. At all times, in strong times, in weak times. For I desire this kind of fellowship with you on a daily basis, and I will order your life and strengthen you on each side of the path. For on each side, as the path grows narrower and narrower, the enemy gathers armies on each side and waits for his chance when you come by this narrow path. But when you walk by him worshiping me, he is stilled. He is stilled, and he cannot get upon your back and ride you down the road that I am bringing you on. In my presence, there is fullness of joy, fullness, nothing lacking, completeness. In my presence, you are complete. And as you learn that place in me, that place in me can be achieved 24 hours a day. For even you can live in my presence. You can know me. You can know that place every moment of every day. Nothing is impossible in the freedom of my presence, says the Lord. Strongholds will come down. Great victories will be received. For my presence is there, and it is there in power and manifestation. When my presence is there, I can pull those strongholds down. It is in this place of worship and joy that all limitations are taken off. And you are in my presence, says the Lord. While you are in my presence, nothing is impossible. When you give yourself to me, nothing is impossible. When you are in my presence, all those things that seem to be so difficult will come so free. So hear what the Spirit would say. For there is a true worship that comes from the heart of a man that not many have entered into, a pure vein. It is a place where I lift you up, and you are caught together with me in heavenly places of inheritance and authority. A place where your senses come under subjection to my anointing. In this place of the Most High, dare to present your petitions, for I will come and answer them, says the Lord. Have I not said over and over and over again to ask, and you shall receive, but don't ask amiss? For he who is taught of my Spirit, he will put away childish things.